Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. The conversations will not be repeated. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer. A, B, C, or D. Questions 9 to 12 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 9 to 12.
Our copier has been acting strangely today. Could you come and take a look at it for us?
Okay, but did you check to see if any paper is jammed inside?
Yes, I did, but that's not the problem. I think the problem may be more serious.
All right, but I have to run across town this morning to fix a machine there, so I don't think I can make it to your office until after lunch.
Questions 13 to 16 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 13 to 16.
Hi there. I'm having trouble finding this certain book on medieval German nobility.
Let me check on the computer. It appears that we don't have it.
Oh no. It was really important for an essay I'm working on right now.
Well, we have a central computer system that is connected to the other university libraries in the state. I can search them all to see where your book is, then order it from the nearest university. You could borrow it from another library.
That would be great. How long will it take?
We can usually get a book here in 2 or 3 days, but the lending period is shorter than for a normal book, only 10 days instead of 2 weeks. And if you're late returning books from other libraries, the overdue fine is a lot larger.
I won't be late, but does it cost anything to sign out books from other libraries?
Not for up to 5 books. Any more than that, and you would have to pay a small service charge.
Questions 17 to 20 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 17 to 20.
What's the matter, Jane?
Oh, I was supposed to meet James for a study session at 4, but he's late.
James is like that. I always give myself an extra 15 minutes or so whenever I have an appointment with him.
That's not a bad idea. I'd like to have him waiting for me for a change.
Yeah, some people are just irresponsible like that. I remember once he was actually late for the exam, nearly 20 minutes late, and he just comes walking in like there's nothing wrong. He wasn't worried or anything.
I can't imagine myself being like that. I always leave myself extra time just to make sure I'm always ready and on time.
Oh, there he comes now.
It's about time.
How long are you guys planning on studying?
Pretty late. We have a big chemistry test tomorrow, and I'm really behind.
Well, maybe I'll see you later. I have to get some work done at the library, too.
That is the end of part 2.